Maria moved to the small, quiet village in early autumn. She was tired of the noisy city with its cars and crowds. She wanted a quiet place to live and think. Her new home was an old house at the end of a narrow street. The neighbors called it the Quiet House because nobody had lived there for many years. On her first night, Maria sat in the kitchen and listened. She heard nothing but the wind outside. It felt strange after years of city noise. She smiled and thought, "This is perfect." The next morning, she began to clean the house. She found old furniture covered with white sheets. Under one sheet was a beautiful wooden table. Under another was a tall bookshelf full of dusty books. Maria carefully wiped every book and put them back in order. She wondered who had lived here before her. In the afternoon, an old woman knocked on the door. Her name was Elena, and she lived in the house next door.
"Welcome here," Elena said kindly. "Not many people want to live here."
"Why not?" Maria asked. Elena looked at the house and paused.
"People say it's too quiet. Some say it's lonely. But I always thought it was peaceful."
Maria liked Elena's words. She invited her in for tea, and they talked for hours. Elena told her stories about the village and the family who once lived in the house. The family had moved away suddenly, many years ago, and nobody knew exactly why. As the weeks passed, Maria settled into her new life. She planted flowers in the garden and painted the old wooden door bright blue. Every evening, she read books from the dusty bookshelf. She discovered that the previous owner loved poetry. Many books had small notes written in the margins, thoughtful words about love, hope, and change. One evening, while reading, Maria found a letter hidden inside an old book. It was written by a young woman named Sophia, who had lived in the house long ago. The letter talked about her dreams of traveling the world and seeing new places. Sophia had never returned to the house, but her words stayed inside those pages, waiting for someone to find them. Maria felt a strange connection to Sophia. She understood the wish for something new, something different. She decided to keep the letter safe, as a reminder of the person who once filled these quiet rooms with life. Winter came, and snow covered the village. The quiet house was no longer lonely. Elena visited often, and other neighbors began to stop by too. Slowly, the house filled with laughter and warm conversations. Maria realized that a quiet house doesn't have to stay quiet forever. Sometimes, all it needs is someone willing to open the door, listen carefully, and bring a little life back inside. The house was still peaceful, but now it also felt like a warm and welcoming home for everyone who visited.